Nothing was decided at the special meeting, but it was a chance to speak out loud ideas that have not really been discussed before, like layoffs. At a budget work session earlier in the week, the school board rolled out the prospect of staff reductions, 2 teachers through retirement and 5 by layoff. The assembly on Thursday didn't seem to relish the idea. Neither did Tim Pike, the president of the teachers union.
You can tell behind me there's a lot of teachers in the room, and there's quite a bit of panic in the room because we haven't been to this point before.
Dropping teachers seems an obvious way to tighten up the budget, but Sitka has long resisted it. Pike, a parent of 4 himself, explained why small class sizes or pupil-to-teacher ratios have been important to the community.
There's only one opportunity for each one of our students every year in whatever class they're in, and that education that we give them at that point determines their outcome.
Short of layoffs, the district could also divert the approximately $430,000 the city contributes in non-instructional funding and pay instead for teaching. This is money the district uses to help keep the pool and the Performing Arts Center open and to support student travel and to subsidize community schools. School Board President Jen McNichol observed that these functions and facilities were de facto part of Sitka's Parks and Recreation Program. She didn't want the blame for cutting them to fall solely on the schools.
If the suggestion to make up for some of our budgetary woes is to shift money from non-instructional to instructional, well, perhaps we'll have to do that, but it needs to be made plain that that means that it is being suggested by all involved that we close the pool, that we shut down community schools, that we shutter the PAC, that our students no longer have the option of traveling, or maybe it's only the kids whose parents can afford to buy them a ticket that get to travel for activities.
2 of the teacher layoffs would come in kindergarten, which would revert to a half-day schedule. Elsewhere in the district, there's the possibility of moving to 4-day-a-week instruction. According to Superintendent Mary Wegner, teachers prefer fewer school days to larger classes.
It's kind of a trend of what districts are looking at. I will say that our teachers are very concerned about providing a quality education to every student, and as you increase the class numbers, the opportunity for doing that is limited, which is probably why they were looking for some creative solutions.
Wegner said that cutting back school days at the elementary level wasn't an attractive idea. In high school, though, there was a stronger argument for devoting a day to office hours and other interaction with teachers outside of traditional class. The school district did present the assembly with 3 budget scenarios that significantly pared down the projected deficit, but they all included some funding assumptions: a $100 per pupil increase in the state's base student allocation, which would send another $270,000 into the district, and some increase from the city of Sitka to offset the $430,000 in non-instructional expenses that may or may not get diverted into teaching. Neither is a sure thing. Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss did not want residents to think that Sitka could ease the school district's budget without creating pain elsewhere for the community.
Because that is the other side of it. If we give you $400,000 more, we are going to cut $400,000 worth of services out of the general fund. So where do people want to see those?
Assemblymember Bob Petruski didn't want to see cuts to the city budget anywhere to fund education. That was the responsibility of Sitkins, who in 2016 voted down a 2 mil property tax increase that would have generated $4 million by now. Had it passed, Petruski said, we wouldn't even be here now.
The folks that we have to talk to aren't in this room, because I'm pretty sure that most of the people that are here that could vote, they knew what the ramifications were for not voting for that. Something's got to go. And maybe it is those non-instructional things. That may be the outcome of this. But I'm not willing. I don't know if anybody else in the assembly is. I'm not willing to put this on the backs of Sitka employees.
But school board member Cass Pook wondered if the assembly had really gone deep enough. Had they needlessly backfilled retirements? Had they found wiggle room on a par with the school district, which found nearly $500,000 in savings 3 years ago? With 16 years under her belt, the longest-serving public official in the room, Pook was clearly unhappy that the district was being forced to consider layoffs.
It's sickening, this year's budget, because we've done everything that we possibly can to save money without cutting people. And this year we're cutting people 7, maybe more, up to 14, depending on what the legislature does.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.